Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Let me move on, because the Portuguese authorities, they've raised concerns about the United Kingdom's decision to place the country on their amber travel list, removing it from the green list of countries which are safe to visit. This comes amid reports that Portugal's positivity rate has nearly doubled in the last week. A member of parliament in Portugal and doctor in infectious diseases, Ricardo Batista Leite, joins us with his reaction to this decision. You're very welcome to the programme, Mr. Batista Leite. Can I also tell people, by the way, that we have Assistant Professor of Virology at UCD, Dr. Gerald Barry, also on the line, who I'll come to in just a moment. But what's your reaction, first of all, Ricardo, to the news that you're no longer on the UK's green list?
Well, good afternoon, and thanks for having me. As you can imagine, this is very upsetting news, especially because looking at the data, there is nothing to consubstantiate truly the decision made by the British authorities. When we look at positivity rates here in Portugal, it has not doubled at all. What we have seen is the rise of some of the numbers without any impact in terms of hospitals or ICU, in fact, given the vaccination rates in our country. And what we also have seen is that it is mainly focused in metropolitan Lisbon and Porto areas, while most travel is happening in the Algarve.
I don't know if you can hold your phone a little bit closer to your mouth. If that is the problem, I don't know, but it's breaking a little bit. Why do you think the UK has done this then?
Well, I don't know, but to be honest, looking at what was the decision 3 weeks ago when we were greenlisted, given that there was a high-risk activity involving British citizens with the Champions League final, with two English teams coming to Porto, and we were greenlisted, and now the evolution is basically overlapping to what we had seen at that time, and the trend is exactly the same, and now we've been blacklisted. Honestly, I think that, you know, allowing the football fans to come over being acceptable, and now elderly and middle-class British families having a, when we call it a vacation in the Algarve, which is probably one of the safest places in Europe, right now, is clearly not understandable. And there are solutions.
Before we get to the solutions, Ricardo, Grant Shapps in the UK, the UK politician and minister, he was talking about a Nepal variant in Portugal. What can you tell me about that?
To be honest, it seems like something that has been fabricated to try to justify this decision. What we see is that there are reported 12 cases all over Portugal.
Do you know what I might do? I might come back to Ricardo in just a moment. With apologies to you, we'll try and get a better line, but it gives me a chance to go to Dr. Gerald Barry. And I might ask you that question specifically, Dr. Barry, about the Nepal variant. Ricardo said it's fabricated by the UK to implement this new decision. But what do you know about the Nepal variant, as Grant Shapps called it?
Hi. So, regarding anything, I've I suppose no comment on that. But with specifically regard to the Nepal variant, this is so termed Nepal variant. Like any other variant, it seems to be listed based on where it was first discovered. But it's the Delta variant, which is the one that was first identified in India, with an extra mutation. So one extra mutation identified in the spike protein. So it has one change extra on top of what we were already fearing associated with the Indian variant. And that one extra change in the spike protein has been seen in other variants and has given extra benefits to those variants. So it's, I suppose, predicted that potentially this extra change on top of all the advantages the Delta variant has, this extra change will potentially make it even more transmissible and potentially give it more ability to resist vaccination. But I have to stress that
we have no data about this. That's the question.
We have nothing. We have absolutely nothing. It's all speculation at the moment about this so-called Nepalese variant. We don't know anything. It's all based on predictions rather than any hard evidence at all.
We'll come to Ricardo in just a moment again, but Dr. Barry, I just wonder, when I heard this news today, and I know tourism is important for Portugal, but would the authorities there not be happy in one way that travel is being restricted from the UK when the Delta Indian variant is so prevalent there.
Well, I mean, I suppose we're looking from the outside and we don't, I suppose we have to appreciate that tourism is such a huge thing to many, many countries across the world, you know, including our own. But, you know, looking at it from a virological point of view, you know, what you want to try and do is you want to try and minimize the introduction of variants into the country that could cause problems for your health system and the vaccine rollout. And yeah, I'd be looking at it from the other point of view and saying, actually, you should be discouraging movement from the UK, particularly England, into your own country, because it isn't the problem that Portugal is necessarily going to give something to the UK. It's much more likely that English visitors are going to bring with them, particularly the Delta variant, which is now, you know, the dominant variant in the UK. So I'd actually be looking at Portugal and saying, you shouldn't be encouraging English and Scottish people to come to your country, because that's where this serious variant is circulating at a relatively high level at the moment.
Well, I might bring back...
So, yeah, I think you would look at it the other way around.
I might bring back the MP in Portugal and doctor in infectious diseases, Ricardo Batista Leite. And you were going to talk to us about solutions and how to solve this problem, because tourism is so important to Portugal. But what about that point that I was discussing with Dr. Barry here, that it may be of value for you to restrict travel from the UK, less important importation of virus from the UK to Portugal?
Well, the truth is we have to balance out our decisions between public health, being saving lives and protecting our NHS, our bottom line, with, of course, the economic value of tourism, understanding that there are thousands of families that will be impoverished with the blacklisting of Portugal under UK authority. So, this balancing is very challenging, and I acknowledge that nothing has zero risk related to it. That being said, we have seen that vaccination, along with the high number of people that have already been infected in Portugal, has provided tremendous protection towards precisely protecting NHS and saving lives. Therefore, making sure that we are capable to comply with all of the rules that have been established, social distancing, mask using, testing before and after travel, making sure that we are implementing all of those measures, potentially even limiting travel to people who are vaccinated, which may be another solution. But we need to discuss these solutions. Having these kind of blind restrictive measures, be it blacklisting, being it limiting people to strict lockdowns, is really not following the science and not trying to adapt our strategies, because we are so adapted to 2020, we're not looking to the reality in 2021.
The Irish authorities here are always cognizant of what's happening in the UK. Would you be wary in any way that Ireland would follow suit? Or put it this way to you, Ricardo, what would you say to the Irish government on foot of this decision from the UK, especially when the headline from the UK is that the Portugal positivity rate has nearly doubled, despite you saying that that hasn't happened?
Well, first of all, is look at the data. I think that's the most important thing, to make sure we're following science. Secondly, if there is a need to have a more conservative approach, which I understand from abroad, concerning your own citizens, please look at the data in the Algarve and consider a regional approach. The UK in the past has had such a regional approach when it came to travel to Greece, for example. If you look at the Algarve is currently one of the safest places to go all over the European Union. So if you were to have different measures, different applications in terms of your travel restrictions regarding, for example, Madeira and the Azores and the Algarve, and exempting the rest of the country, it could be possible to have a decision that is based on science, keeping your citizens protected, and saving our tourism economy altogether.
Can I go back to Gerald Barry, Dr. Gerald Barry, for one second? Does this signify that the reopening of travel and the digital green cert right across the European Union is possibly premature?
Well, I suppose, you know, it's not going to come in at least for another few weeks, and then even in some countries probably not till mid-July. So, you know, it is hard to predict where we'll be in mid-July. We're going to have much higher levels of vaccination hopefully at that point, for example, and that's going to inevitably drive cases down and protect more people. But there's no doubt that, you know, increasing travel across countries increases the potential for introducing new variants into populations that are not protected by vaccination. You know, so in a country like, I suppose I can't speak specifically about Portugal, but in Ireland, for example, you know, we have a very low percentage of people in the population that are fully vaccinated and therefore protected against, you know, any of the variants that are circulating. And even with one shot of vaccine, we know with this Indian variant, so-called Delta variant now, you know, the protection is pretty poor, particularly with the AstraZeneca vaccine, but also with the Pfizer vaccine. So, you know, any kind of travel that you introduce comes with the risk of introducing the new variants or current variants and just increasing the number of them in the country. And it does jeopardize the progress we're currently making. So I think it needs to be done on a very cautious basis. And I know there's a huge push economically to try and get travel going again. And of course, coming into the summer, people want to travel. I want to go to a beach, you know, in Portugal or Spain. I'd love to. But I think it has to be done with an element of caution, and it has to be done following the science. And like, I would fully encourage the idea of potentially looking at giving benefits around travel to fully vaccinated people. But you know, it has to be done with caution, yeah, because we're not out of the woods yet. There is still lots of virus out there and new variants popping up all the time.
Which is, in fairness, what Ricardo Batista has just said. And I'll come back to you on it for a final question, Ricardo, because the EU Digital Green Passport, or CERT, allows each and every member state to set its own entry criteria. Now, is Portugal restricting travel to allow only people who are fully vaccinated into Portugal? You're not doing it on a regional basis, are you? It's entry to Portugal in its entirety. And you must be allowing people with a PCR test in the past 72 hours or so to travel as well. That's on the cards, isn't it?
Yes, we're doing the mandatory PCR testing as a requirement to enter our country. And personally, I would foresee that in the near future, all of the European Union should be working together. I don't know if it's going to be possible, but there should be a common ground of understanding, particularly this idea of traveling with a vaccination passport, which, if a couple months ago we had doubts of its full effectiveness, now it has become very clear of its impact on our health systems and on saving lives. And therefore, I think that it would be a very cautionary measure and a balancing out between the economic strains and also the public health concerns that are underlying. But going back to the UK decision, if the idea is to go back and forth based on, I'm sorry to say, but very weary data and criteria, it is preferable just to say, listen, no travel for anyone this summer. Because working with partners across different countries, as is the case of Portugal, where we worked very hard to prepare the summer to make it as safe as possible to welcome British citizens based on those criteria, and now we're seeing that basically the decisions are made independently of the science.
Okay. Well, look, I can feel the frustration in your voice without doubt. We'll leave it there for the moment. MP in Portugal and Doctor in Infectious Diseases, Ricardo Batista Leite, and Assistant Professor of Virology at UCD here in Dublin, Dr. Gerald Barry. Thank you both very much indeed. We'll be